Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey bunts towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dykes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bill Chamberlain now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 0 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chamberlain moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chamberlain scores. Funk moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Blue now playing first base. Billy Sullivan now catching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Simmons, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Self reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Appling moves to third. It's 9-2, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 9-3, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Bartholomew now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Bartholomew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartholomew strikes out. 1 out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Mahaffey covering. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Appling reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sullivan scores. Appling scores. Self moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-5, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Miller reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Miller moves to third. It's 13-5, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. Mahaffey moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 14-5, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, two home runs, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Mahaffey scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 15-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie English pinch hits for Les Bartholomew. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Funk hits a fly ball towards center. Haas catches it and throws to first to double up English. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 15-7, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.